We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan, 3 p.m. hour, almost time for the top three at three, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. The top three items that we're discussing today, the top three biggest stories in the sporting world, all still to come your way. But before we get to that, I do want to share with you, we played it at the very end of the show yesterday. It is one of the best things that has ever been given to me by a listener. And I'll have you know, Lonzo, that my mom commented to me this morning at how great a sport you are about this. Mark, it's not easy to hear people talking about you that way. And I really, please tell Lonzo, give him a hug for me. No, I'm not going to do that, Mom. But please let him know.
He did that once. It was very uncomfortable.
Please let him know how much I respect the fact that he can take things like that. That's from Mrs. Ryan.
Well, let me talk to your mom right now. It's okay because this doesn't count as a diss track because Mark didn't do it himself. A listener did it, and we love our listeners, and it's great that they're putting stuff into it. So I don't take offense to it because Mark didn't do it himself. So it's not really a diss track.
Therefore, you can't really do a diss track about me because I didn't really
do one
about you.
By the way, that's why I'm not doing one.
Oh, there you go.
That's why I'm not, because you didn't do one.
Yeah.
Because you're incapable of doing it yourself, so you had to get someone else to do it. That's fine. I mean, some people have talents someplace and some people don't.
Okay. So anyway, let's play
Darth Chosen talented.
Let's play Darth Chosen's diss track written on my behalf about Lonzo, one of the best things I've ever received from a listener. Here we go. I find that freaking tremendous, and it's one of those things. You ever dated a woman, Lonzo? Maybe if you answer this correctly, you'll say your wife, but every time you see her, she looks better than you remembered. You know, it's just like, oh my God, this woman is so beautiful.
See, say that because I'm missing my wife because she's been gone all week.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
I'm sorry about
that. It's all right.
She coming back soon?
She is. Okay. She's in Ohio visiting her sister, and she's constantly texting me pictures of Ohio State gear that she's going to bring back for me. So I can't wait to show that to you because I'm sure you're going to appreciate
spoiled.
That.
You are so spoiled. Do you have any idea how spoiled you are?
No, that would be blessed. There's a difference between being spoiled
and
blessed.
There's no doubt about you being blessed. You're blessed by her presence, but you're also spoiled rotten. You know, I just got to let you know that. You are spoiled rotten.
And there's a definite inaccuracy in the rap, by the way, because it says they can't beat you at anything, and I dusted you at bowling last night.
Well, no, you played five games.
So that needs to be updated.
I played one. Your score, I beat your score in two of the games you played last night.
I was beating you with two frames left to go in that game where we were going head-to-head.
Yeah, we were not going head-to-head.
We were going head-to-head. Yes, we were.
Were we on the same lane?
We were even up bowling at the same time. That's head-to-head.
Okay, well, I didn't even know what you were doing. I didn't even know you were bowling over there.
I know
there.
You don't understand how that kind of competition works.
No, nor do I understand. Nor do I think that you understand that you actually lost to me twice. So maybe you need to understand that a little bit better. But my point was that diss track sounds better every time I hear it. And that's awesome. And I absolutely love it. Darth Chosen, thank you so very much for that. How about the top three at three, ladies and gentlemen, which comes your way right now?
You're a bully loser! Loser!
Hit it! All right, I thought this was really interesting, ladies and gentlemen. Isaiah Simmons has spoken up about the California pay-for-play initiative. There's also a pay-for-play initiative here in South Carolina. And the California one simply says a player can profit from his image or likeness, right? That's what it says. It also says a player can be represented by an agent as soon as that player leaves high school. Well, the South Carolina bill would actually pay players. It would actually pay players a $5,000 stipend per semester. And on that front, here's a very interesting dynamic going on here, because we know what Dabo Swinney said about this, right? If we're going to pay players, I might as well go coach the pros, because that's what the pros get. They get money. Isaiah Simmons came out today and said that he's very much in favor of pay for play, very much in favor of that. Said, I will always be in support of players getting a little bit, a bigger share of the pie. He feels the players deserve that, which is in direct contradiction to his coach. You wonder if that's something behind the scenes that Simmons and Dabo will be speaking about. You wonder if that potentially could be the source of any friction there between the two. But clearly, Isaiah Simmons is speaking out in a stance that is against everything his coach has said on the subject to date. It's going to be interesting. Do I expect a rift between those two? No, I don't expect a rift between those two. But I do think it's interesting because Dabo's the leader of the program, and Isaiah Simmons is speaking in direct contradiction to what his quote-unquote boss is saying. Dabo wants no part of this. Dabo says there's people smarter than I am that are going to address that. And Isaiah Simmons is saying, no, it's the right thing to do. So how will that all play out? I think it's fascinating to ponder the question how Dabo addresses this when he's meeting with parents, right? Because, you know, when he's meeting with parents, he's got this opinion that no college athlete should be paid and the system that we have now is great. And I just think, you know, the parents that are going to be cool with that mindset are shrinking. The numbers of parents the parents that are okay with that are declining considerably right now. And so I think unless Dabo changes, it might start to affect Clemson's recruiting classes. I really, truly believe that. Next up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, game five of the Braves and the Cardinals. Two game fives can be heard right here on ESPN Upstate tomorrow. Game one, 4:30 p.m. airtime. Cardinals and the Braves. Jack Flaherty against Mike Fultonevich for the Braves. 8 o'clock game, Nationals against the Dodgers. Two game fives. Gosh, folks, I've shared this with you, but I don't like best of five series. I certainly don't like the wild cards best of one series. St. Louis and Atlanta have been really, really close, and I'd like to see this go seven games. I really would. But be that as it may, we get the Braves in five. I like Atlanta at home to figure out a way to get the victory here and to advance to the NLCS. And folks, what makes this incredibly intriguing is that I don't think the Nationals match up well with the Braves at all. If the Nationals in Los Angeles can somehow figure out a way to win game five, and they have, in my opinion, an advantageous pitching matchup, Steven Strasburg against Walker Buehler, I think the Braves are going to the World Series. You beat the Cardinals in the fifth game. The Nationals beat the Dodgers. I think you're going to the World Series in Atlanta. And I realize the Nationals have Scherzer and Strasburg and so on and so forth. But you kind of look at the last couple of seasons of how these teams have matched up really, really favors Atlanta in that game. Where can you hear both games tomorrow? Right here on ESPN Upstate beginning at 4:30 p.m. And finally, folks, I think South Carolina and its fan base have an expectation problem. And here's what I mean by that. They don't have any expectations, and you should, and it's okay to believe that way. It's okay to feel that way. I actually feel sorry for Gamecocks fans when I hear them say things like, man, you know what? Will Muschamp is the winningest coach we've had in the first 3 years in our history. Folks, he won 22 games. That's it. Seven games per year he's won. That's it. If I'm being specific, 7.3 games per year he's won. You want to know where South Carolina should be next year? I'll tell you where they should be. They should be where Georgia is now. Okay? And if you're saying, well, Mark, that's not realistic, let's look back to earlier this decade, shall we? This very decade. Because in 2011, the Gamecocks finished number 9 and Georgia finished number 19. In 2012, the Gamecocks finished number 8, Georgia finished unranked. In 2013, the Gamecocks finished number 4, and Georgia also finished unranked. You were better than the Bulldogs 3 years in a row in this very decade. So I'm so tired of hearing Gamecocks fans not feeling as though they're of the level of Alabama, LSU, Florida, Georgia. You have the same advantages those schools have, minus one. You don't have the history, but that's okay. History is just that. You create your history today. You've got the fan base. You've got the conference. You've got the facilities. You've got the talent pool. You've got every single thing you need. I also was looking at the fact that South Carolina really wanted Kirby Smart. Georgia caught wind of that, weren't sure about Mark Richt's future, fired Mark Richt, snatched Kirby Smart away from the Gamecocks. Since signing with Georgia, Kirby Smart is 37-10, a winning percentage of .787. Will Muschamp is 24-20, a winning percentage of .545. Where would South Carolina be had they landed Kirby Smart a little over 3 years ago? Where would they be? Those are today's top three at three. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with a word ESPN and away you go. Our Twitter policy is if you're following us on Twitter, we will get to your tweets live and on the air, which you can do at ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, and at Mark Ryan on Air. You can also email the show. Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. Darth Chosen tweets the show, says, I'm going to try to make a verse about the week's rundown in sports and see how that goes. So he's given us more samples. Kobe Carter, Kobe, I'm going to break from my policy here because typically my policy is if you're following us, I'll get to your tweets. But Kobe Carter thinks, Lonzo, I must be, quote, retarded. I already knew he says he already knew I was retarded to say Florida State football is better than the UNC Tar Heels in 2019 is utter madness. What do you think, Lonzo? Who do you think's better, Florida State or UNC?
I got to be honest. I haven't seen UNC. I mean, I haven't seen Florida State, but I've seen UNC, and I think UNC is pretty good.
Yeah, they're not Florida State. They don't have the talent.
By the way, it doesn't matter. Clemson's going to win anyway.
Casey Shug says, look what Deshaun Watson did for Clemson, made them cool. Hopefully, Helinski can do that. I think Clemson was favored by that much over North Carolina. Wonder how many 4- and 5-star recruits North Carolina has, says Trevor Brazil.
You know what you just did?
What's that?
You said Clemson.
Clemson?
You did.
Listen,
Lonzo.
You said it. Listen.
It's happening.
You've been working with me on it, okay? And I'm coming around, man. I've been coming around, okay? You need to accept the fact that I'm working on the accent, okay? Cable. All right, cable. I'm working on it, and it's coming around slowly. And you need to acknowledge and believe that people in the Northeast actually believe that I have a Southern accent, okay? You don't hear it because you're from here. I've moved around a bunch.
I am not from here.
But from, well, basically the last 20 years of your life.
Yeah, but I still spent more time in Ohio than
fair,
I have here.
Fair. Okay. But I'm telling you, those people from the North, they think I'm Southern.
There's nothing wrong with being from here, so don't take what I said as that. And my daughter's from here, and she has a Southern accent. My wife has picked up a Southern accent. You pick up things that are around you, and you don't realize that they're only set in the area that you're living in. So I don't doubt that you're right about people thinking that you actually have a Southern accent. To me, you don't. Not yet. But a few seconds ago is proof that you're getting there.
I'm getting there. Cable. Clemson. All right. I do think this is interesting, too, to look at this Will Muschamp thing, because he's 24-20 in year 4. Steve Spurrier's first 6 years was 44-33, a winning percentage of .571. My old man tweets in with a point that he wanted to make. He said, Mark, concerning Muschamp, everyone said Jim McElwain at Florida just, quote, needed more time. Since Dan Mullen took over, he's 16-3. Another point that I'd like to make, if I can, to South Carolina fans here, is that, like, everybody wants to say that Will Muschamp took over a horrible situation, right? Oh, that's Steve Spurrier had left us at the altar, man. Left us at the altar. What the hell kind of situation do you think Dan Mullen took over in Florida? You want to know what Florida's record was the year before? 4-7.
You know,
4-7. And guess what he did with them? Guess what he did with them the next year? They were in a New Year's Six Bowl. They finished 10-3, and they finished in the top 10 in America. Okay? If you got the right coach, a lot of times it doesn't take 8 years. Okay?
I don't get the argument, that argument, because you're bringing in a new coach because the team you had is not good. For the most part, a guy's coming into a bad situation. That's why you're getting rid of the old coach. It just, that's just how it is.
But so South Carolina fans are saying, oh, give Will Muschamp time because he
entered
a bad situation.
He's had enough time. How long does it take to get beyond the bad situation?
Well, but here's your contradiction. You were okay with Steve Spurrier being 44-33, a winning percentage of .571 in his first 6 years.
But I tell you what, I didn't notice. You know why?
Why?
Because he won some big games. He did. And you saw glimmers of hope. When you beat a team you shouldn't beat, you think about, okay, they played that well on this day. If he could get them to play that well every day, they're on their way to where they need to be.
You saw enough that you could bottle.
Yes.
And you could bottle, and, yes. And you had that hope for the future. True to form, Steve Spurrier beat Florida, Georgia, and Tennessee in his first 3 years at the helm. Where has that hope been for Will Muschamp? He's got an outstanding chance to deliver, bottleable. He's got a bottleable moment here against Georgia coming up this weekend. I mean, that's something he can bottle and sell to the fan base his hope if he's able to shock the world. All right, coming up next, might we be seeing a change to the transfer rule that is ruffling everyone's feathers? That's next. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you guys. Super Tuesday edition of the show. Taylor Estes, 24/7 Sports, joining us in the next segment. But you can get in right now at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Do the Gators have a chance against the LSU Tigers? If North Carolina can pose a threat to Clemson, can Florida State do the same? Plus, the best thing we heard today is, I love when I hear a coach do this. When a coach has the power to just not give a damn, wait till you hear the best thing we heard today coming up at 3:55 this afternoon. I do want to mention this. You know, Lonzo, we heard and we talked about De'Ara King at Houston's decision to redshirt after he played four games this year for the Cougars. And the Cougars started 1-3. So you know what he said? He's like, I got a new coach. I got a new system. I'm listening to the With Him station. What's in it for me? WIFM, ladies and gentlemen. And he said, I am going to come back for another senior year, and I'm going to graduate, and I'm going to have nothing to worry about but football because I think this is best for me, right? Folks, this burns my brownies in a number of different places. It really does. The center's burnt. The edges are burnt. The whole things are burnt. Because to me, there are certain things in life that you don't get a do-over on, right? Like my first two engagements, when I put rings on my fiance's finger, and you don't know how painful it is to me that I have to speak about that in a plural context, right? But when I put rings on the fingers, to me, it was a commitment to be married, right? That's what an engagement means to me. It means that you and I are committing at this moment that we are going to get married. To the two women that I proposed to, it was a trial run. It was, hey, this is great, but let's see if we can get married. And had I known that to start, they would have never received rings to begin with, right? And I ended up getting burned, and I ended up getting both rings returned to me, and I ended up suffering tremendous heartbreak from that. Engagements to me are not something you get a do-over on. If I'm committing to you, you should be committing to me, and if you can't commit to me, don't accept the ring. I feel the same about college football. I really do. About college football, I believe what makes it special is that you don't get a do-over. What makes it special is that despite playing Florida in the first three games of the year every single year, Peyton Manning didn't get to say, hey, you know what? I lost to Florida. Can you imagine, Lonzo, if Peyton Manning's senior year, He lost to Florida and said, you know what, we're 2-1, but I lost to Florida. I don't want this on my record. I'm going to redshirt the rest of the season, come back, and we're going to beat them the next year. You know, like, what makes college football special is that you don't get a mulligan and you don't get do-overs. And it's a short period of time in your life as a player, and you have that brief opportunity, and that's all you get, right? Can you imagine if Peyton Manning had been able to say, 0-3 against Florida, can't let that happen. I'm coming back. We're going to redshirt the year.
See, the problem with that, and I completely agree with you, he shouldn't be able to do it, is it's a different time now and a different mentality from the kids that are coming up now. And I know it makes me sound old, but whatever. So they see that they have the ability to do this, and more kids are going to do this. And no, I don't think that Peyton Manning would have done this. But if he grew up in this, who knows?
If he grew up in this, who knows? Indeed, many coaches are unhappy with this. In an article by my friend Ross Dellinger, he said some administrators are concerned too. I'm now reading from his article. Those who spoke to Sports Illustrated did so under condition of anonymity. Players' rights are sensitive matters these days, and you also hurt recruiting if you speak out against this. On the latest trend, at least one Power Five athletic administrator believes the Group of Five teams, the Boise States of the world, will become even more of a minor league for the Power Five than it is today. The big boys will poach the lower-level club's best players. De'Eriq King's situation at Houston is a prime example. One of the nation's most prolific quarterbacks, but the Cougars began 1-3 with first-year coach Dana Holgorsen. Few around college football believe King will keep his word and remain at UH. He said, look, I have no plans to transfer right now. I always find people use the word plans. I have no plans when they're about to leave. I have no plans to leave, right? Some have a stronger feeling about it than others. One FBS coordinator says there isn't any way in hell that kid is going to be a Houston Cougar next year. Because he did not announce a transfer or enter the portal, King remains with the Houston football team. That means he has the luxury of medical care, scholarship money. I mean, think about how he's playing the system right now. Coaching lessons and practice snaps. Many believe a Power Five club with an opening starting quarterback position will soon come calling if they haven't already. De'Eriq King will have a year of eligibility remaining and can play immediately as a graduate transfer. One Group of Five assistant says that whole story with De'Eriq King blows my mind. What if some big cool school comes in and says, why don't you come here to play? Can you imagine what happens next year at Oklahoma? Jalen Hurts leaves. Who did Oklahoma play the first game of the year? De'Eriq King. How do you think if you're De'Eriq King and Lincoln Riley comes calling at you and says, hey, I'd like you to be in next in line from Baker Mayfield to Kyler Murray to Jalen Hurts to De'Eriq King. What do you think, De'Eriq? Is De'Eriq King going to say no to that to stay at Houston? So you see here, there's a major flaw in the system. When you could only play one game in redshirt, it was a heck of a lot better than now when you get four games in redshirt. And of course, it works in the reverse way. I didn't want Felipe Franks to be the starting quarterback at Florida. He injured his leg the third game of the year, and now I had the realization that he could medically redshirt this year and come back for not one but two more years. All football gods, please make this stop. I don't believe, ladies and gentlemen, that this is what we want college football to be. I don't believe college football is supposed to be, I don't believe you're supposed to get a do-over in college football. I don't believe you're supposed to get a do-over in engagements or marriages. I don't believe you're supposed to get a do-over there. There are certain things that you got one shot at it. And that's what makes college football special. It really does. Are you a proponent of De'Eriq King getting to play the system in this way, getting to do whatever he wants? Or are you like me and saying they've got to really look at changing this rule because De'Eriq King right now is playing the system and you're going to see more and more kids and more students playing the system moving forward? Coming up next, Taylor Estes joins the show, 24/7 Sports. What odds does she give the Seminoles to pull a stunning upset in Clemson on Saturday? That's next. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So my old man, Lonzo, is on a roll today. I mean, he is rolling. Taylor Estes, our guest joining us, her father played in the major leagues for the Mets, and she was reading his book recently. I read the text that my father sends me during the show. He said, I heard a hilarious anecdote on LSU. You ready for this? If an LSU married couple gets divorced after LSU loses, there is no problem since they will still be brother and sister. You know, my dad, you know, like he's on a roll with this. He really is on a roll. And then he says, Bo Nix threw 3 INTs in the game. Shall we rename him Bo Picks?
I like that.
See what he did there? Taylor Estes joins us right now. Taylor, on this very show last week, picked Auburn to beat Florida. And I would be remiss, Taylor, if I did not remind you of that unfortunate happenstance.
I was hoping that you would, honestly, because my goodness, your Florida Gators came through with Kyle Trask. I mean, what an unbelievable story in him alone, the quarterback of Florida being, you know, kind of back up his entire career and now has the opportunity to be the starting quarterback of Florida and definitely answers in the top 10 matchup. So I fully prepared myself to eat crow and tell you I was 100% wrong. So if I need to start picking against your Florida Gators each week, then I think LSU's winning this week. Let's see what Florida does.
Oh, so you're picking LSU again. Okay. So we haven't learned from our previous lesson, I see, Taylor. This is a problem here. Okay.
No, so if it means that I can help out your team, then I'll pick against Florida every single week if it means that they're going to win, Mark, because
really,
you're my buddy. I
really appreciate that, Taylor, very, very much. Now, can you explain to me, like, what's up with this? I don't know if you've seen this line. It's 2-touchdown favorite for LSU. I find that, especially given the play of the team last week, what a slap in the face. 2 touchdowns? I mean, what is Florida playing an NFL team next week? What's going on?
You know, I think that right now, because of, you know, LSU has been solid for the majority of the season, you know, their offense has just been rolling. I think it's kind of a similar situation as what Texas is entering this week against Oklahoma. You know, they're more than a touchdown underdog, and you're kind of like, what is Vegas seeing that I'm not seeing here? You know, so I think, you know, LSU with Joe Burrow there, I mean, that kid's been rolling a lot this season. I've seen them in person. I will say that LSU is probably, the most talented team from top to bottom that I've seen in recent years, just covering college football. So I definitely think that, you know, everybody's kind of buying into the LSU offensive hype right now. But, I mean, Florida's defense is solid. You know, you can't, you know, count them out at all. And I know that, you know, there's definitely going to be a lot of heated moments in that game because both teams are, you know, top 10 teams right now. But, yeah, I'm kind of confused by the two touchdown. I'll agree with you on that. That seems a little, you know, iffy right now, but maybe Vegas isn't giving the Florida offense a chance under Kyle Trask. We'll see.
Florida gets two college game days in a row, and that's because the most famous show in college football history chose LSU Florida over the Red River rivalry. God, say that three times fast. Oklahoma against Texas. Taylor, you cover the Longhorns. How do you stop the Sooners? How do you stop Lincoln Riley? How do you stop Jalen Hurts in their almost 700 yards a game of offense?
You know, I don't necessarily think it's a matter of stopping them. I think it's a matter of playing up to them because Oklahoma, if you look at their record, yes, they're undefeated. Their offense is so good, which you expect almost year in and year out under Lincoln Riley. I mean, especially with quarterbacks. I mean, he basically has a QB farm out there just putting all these guys into the NFL and winning Heisman after Heisman. But, you know, I think that right now teams just have to try to make sure that their offense is ready to go toe-to-toe. And what a better place to do that than this week in the Cotton Bowl in the game that used to be called the Red River Shootout. Now PC, you know, crowd, we can't call it that anymore. But I think that that's exactly what you're going to see in the Cotton Bowl is going to be a shootout. And if the Texas defense is thinking that they're going to stop Jalen Hurts in the OU offense, I think they probably have another thing coming.
Please tell me they didn't take the name away because of guns. Please tell me that. Yes. Did they do that? Would they stop bleeping with our rivalries? World's largest outdoor cocktail party. You can't call it that anymore. Red River Shootout. Look, nobody's bringing guns to the game. Nobody's packing inside the stadium, are they? Good God.
I mean, I would hope not, yeah.
Good yeah, God, no, I hate this PC crap. Come on. Okay.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. Especially with these rivalries. I mean, let's be honest, they're always punching each other in the face, like literally and figuratively a lot of times in these games. And so why not call it what it is? This Texas OU game almost annually is a shootout between the two teams. That's why it got the name. I still call it that, even though, you know, it's not what it's called. I kind of put my foot down. I'm like, I'm not calling it the Red River rivalry or showdown
Taylor
or whatever.
Estes,
it's Red River shootout.
Taylor Estes does not play by your damn rules, okay?
Exactly.
Period. That's how we roll. All right. Contender or pretender edition time, Taylor. You are on the spot. Contender or pretender for the national championship for the college football playoff? Up first, Taylor. We can do this rapid fire style, Wisconsin. Contender or pretender?
I'm going to go – that's a tough one because I do think that Wisconsin is solid this year, but I don't know if it's one of the top four teams. So I guess I would say they have a chance to contend for it, but I would say the likelihood of Wisconsin getting in, I would be pretty surprised if they made a lot of these other teams are in the top
Taylor
four right
says
now.
Pretender. Let's ask our judge. Taylor is correct. Wisconsin is a pretender. The Florida Gators, Taylor.
Man, you know, I don't mean to knock your team at all, but I think it's always going to be a challenge when you are dealing with a backup quarterback. So I'm going to go with just outside as a pretender. Sorry.
Lonzo, listen, Lonzo, you're not allowed to mess with the judge's tools here.
I'm stopping you from buzzing Taylor. Stop
listen,
it.
Listen, I just buzzed Taylor, okay? That's an incorrect answer, Taylor. Oklahoma, contender or pretender?
I think they're a contender because after this Texas game, who else are they really going to face? You know, I mean, Oklahoma probably has one of the easier paths to the college football playoff. In the Big 12 especially, you know, Texas already faced LSU, and LSU is legit, obviously, being number 5 in the country. So I think Oklahoma is probably a contender.
Oklahoma is most definitely a contender. Georgia, contender or pretender? You only got four spots here, okay? You only got four spots here, Taylor, so you got to be judicious here.
I got to say, I mean, unless – I'm not sure if it's going to be LSU or Alabama in the SEC champion or in the SEC West championship, but I think Georgia's probably going to be a pretender this year, just right outside the top four like they were last season.
Listen to that, Lonzo. I'm dinging her correct. Georgia is not going to be in the college football playoff. I believe Georgia to be a notch below Alabama and LSU, and I think we're going to see that as the season rolls on. And finally, Clemson Taylor, 21-20 victors last time out. This time they get a very talented Florida State team. This Florida State team has 41 four- and five-star players. Clemson has 40. Okay, is Clemson a contender or a pretender?
I think Clemson's a contender. I will very rare, like seldom ever go against Dabo Swinney. I think I sing his praises on your show almost every week. Yeah, Dabo Swinney is the man. I think they're a contender.
100%. Before we let you go, Taylor, what is your favorite college football tradition?
Oh man,
that you do that like it, that's your something that you've done or your family's done. I got a producer who's never tailgated before in his life. Okay.
Oh,
like,
man.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So I'm interested in hearing what the Taylor Estes favorite college tradition. Do you do something every Saturday? Is there something your family does? Is there a dish that somebody makes? What is the Estes family tradition, favorite tradition?
You know, there really hasn't been just since I started covering. It's like it's harder to enjoy every college football Saturday because you're working. But I do think that, you know, rivalries are always such a huge part of every type of sport. But the rivalries in college football, in my opinion, are always so much better. So, you know, that's always going to be, I don't care what teams it is that are playing each other. Rivalry games are going to be ones I'm always tuning into. But then tailgating scene, I mean, come on, that's what makes college football fun. I wish I could tailgate week in and week out. Especially in recent years and some of the years I've covered Texas when they've been terrible. I mean, I wish I would have been at a tailgate before going into that press box. So tailgating is probably, you know, if I ever get the chance to tailgate, I'll be doing that.
We've got to get Lonzo, my producer, out to a tailgate. It has never happened.
I am antisocial. Why would you take me into that sort of setting?
You know what's funny
about
this guy?
I'll break out in hives or something.
Taylor, you know what's funny about this guy? Is like people who are antisocial don't usually admit that as freely. You know, he just said he's going to break out in hives if we bring him to a tailgate. I love it.
Lonzo, we got you. We'll introduce you to the crowds, get a few drinks in you. You'll be good.
There you go.
You'll be good.
There you go, Lonzo. We'll do all the above. You can follow her on Twitter at Taylor Estes, E-S-T-E-S 24/7. She's the managing editor for Horns 24/7 and 24/7 Sports, as well as CBSI. Taylor, always a great time. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks so much, Mark.
You got it. Take care. All right. Coming your way next. You're going to love that this head coach just doesn't give a damn when it comes to getting a message across to his players. It's the best thing we heard today, and it's next right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Leach.
Well, we're a very soft team, you know. We get a lot of good press. We like to read it a lot. We like to pat ourselves on the back, you know. And if we get any resistance, we fold. And what's amazing about this is most of these guys were on the same team last year that was a tough team. Last year's team was a tough team for us. We got nearly the same guys. And now all of a sudden they're not tough. You know, they're fat, dumb, and happy and entitled. So.
Are you guys lacking some of the leadership that you may have had last year with guys like Gardner?
I don't know if it's that. I think it's more individual than that. I think we've got a bunch of free agents running around there that think they're pretty special. And then, you know, as soon as something doesn't go their way, they want to pout. So I think it's more collectively soft. I think I really think that over the off season, despite the fact we had incredibly hard work in the and we did work hard in the off season and we worked hard in camp, then I think we get to the season and I think some collection of sitting around the apartments all the time, talking about how great we're going to be. Eventually it evolves to how easy it's going to be. And then as soon as we face resistance, I mean, you know, we don't even fight it. Yeah, we
love Mike Leach.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.